Pitch out. Here's the pitch. Strike three called, and that'll do it. Schmidt throws looking there, and Daniel Yonke delivers a good one. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the seventh inning. 1-0 Cavs leading Plain on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Get the laundry pair that you could use to conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the extra-large lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Visit Town & Country TV and Appliance at 2490 Highway 14 East, next to Goodwill in Richland Center, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Cavs Reds with their third pitch of the night. Nathan Bauer is now on the hill, and he'll face Colin Van Horn. Cavs three outs away from a victory here in night league action, and the first pitch is a little bit outside. One ball and no strikes. Van Horn, then Quincy Blakely, and the top of the order, Griffin Sprecher for the Plain A's. Reds with one run trying to make it stand up here tonight. Pitch inside and hit him, and the tying run will be aboard here to lead off the seventh inning. Van Horn on, hit by a pitch. That'll bring up Quincy Blakely. Quincy singled his last time up. We'll get ready and stand in here. Tying run on with nobody out. Plain with its leadoff batter on for the second time tonight. Blakely is ready. Bauer to the belt. Throw to first, and the runner slides back in. The ball gets by, and now the runner is going to move on to second base and is there. So Plain with a tying run at second base on the overthrow. Timeout for the plate to be swept off. And they'll take it back to Nathan Bauer. Blakely trying to have a hit for the second time, which would possibly plate that tying run here. Bauer ready. There's the pitch. Down low for a ball. Blakely, and then the top of the order. Sprecher waiting in the wings here for the Plain A's. Van Horn leads at second. 1-0 offering is outside. Ball two. 2-0 to the batter. Bauer trying to find the range right here. Blakely back. Throws the pitcher. Bauer says yes to the sign. The pitch is swung on and fouled. Down the line on the third base side on the ground. So strike one. 1-0 Cavs leads. We're in the seventh. Scheduled to play seven tonight. Plain trying to keep this game going to the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1. Bauer checks it. Now time was called. Time called by the catcher. So Granger out to have a word with Nathan Bauer. 2-1 offering, and then Plain also will have a conversation with the batter. Conversations will break up. Good night for a campfire, as cool as it's getting. Probably don't want to start one here in the booth. A campfire? Get a campfire going in the booth here? That's probably not OSHA approved. Runner leads at second base again. Nobody out. The pitch, batter shows bunt, brings the bat back. It's a ball. 3-1 now to the hitter, Quincy Blakely. Plain trying to get that uprising going in the seventh inning. Bauer back and ready to the belt. Here's the pitch. Bunt out in front of the plate. Picked up by Granger. They'll go to third, and it's line, and the left fielder backs it up. Everybody's going to be safe as the runner stays at third. So Quincy Blakely laid down a good bunt. Gaz went for the runner at third base and didn't get him, so Van Horn at third, Blakely at first. Back to the top of the order, and Griffin Sprecher, 1-0 Kaz. Lane trying to grab the tie and maybe the lead. Nobody out, and Sprecher today has flown out to center, and he has walked. Bauer ready to roll. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Big old cut by Griffin Sprecher. He'll tap it, get ready. Still nobody out. Bauer to the belt. Runner leads at first and at third. The pitch, runner going first to second. Throw to the shortstop covering. They're going to concede that runner at second. And the runner at third stays put. So Blakely with a stolen base. Van Horn at third here in the seventh. Two strikes on Griffin Sprecher. Bauer trying to bear down now. Runners lead at second and third. Bauer from the windup. There's the pitch. Strike. Three called, caught him looking. There is one away. Sprecher is gone, and that'll bring up Caden Plumlee. Caden looking for his first hit tonight. We're in the seventh, tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second for the Plain A's. Here's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. Lane Miller due next for Plain. Only one away. Fly ball would tie the game up, I would assume, if it's hit at least medium depth. 1-0 offering. Here's the pitch. That is called a strike. One ball and one strike. A grounder to the right side would tie it up here, presumably. 1-1 offering. Bauer ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike two. 1-2. Nathan Bauer finding his mojo out there a little bit here in the seventh inning. Runners leading at second and third. Big lead at second for Blakely. Nobody covering the bag or playing up the middle. 1-2 offering the pitch. Fly ball, right field. This might tie it up. The right fielder is back. He's got it. Huber grabs, runner tag. Throw coming on. We are tied at one. Plumlee gets the run home with a fly ball to right field. So the runner, Blakely, stays at second. Van Horn scores the tying run. And this game will go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lane Miller, the batter, he has been hit by a pitch, and he has walked as well. Now, Plain, presumably, not done trying to keep it going here against Nathan Bauer. Two away, runner at second base. 1-1 ball game. Bauer kicks and fires. That one is outside for a ball. Derek Granger takes it back to the pitcher. One ball and no strikes. Looking at the Cavs seven, we'll have Monty Jennings, Aaron Hipsch, and Micah Salisbury coming to the plate. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air to left. Down the line. It's hooking. Foul. Whoa. That just missed for Lane Miller. Just about hooked one to the good side of the foul pole. It goes left of the foul pole and over the old outhouses out there. 1-1 the count. Blakely back at second base. One's across the board. 1-1 the score. 1-1 the count. With two away in the seventh inning. Lane Miller trying to untie it. Nathan Bauer set to go. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a ball. Runners moving and grooving now. Back to the pitcher it goes. Bauer is set. Here's the pitch. This one popped up behind the catcher. Bauer coming on to make the call and the grab, and that will do it. That will retire the batter. And in the inning, Wayne comes back to tie it up. They score a run on a base hit. No errors, two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, tied at one between Plain and Casanova here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Daniel Yonke is out for his second inning of work for the Plain A's. Plain tying the game in the top of the seventh inning. And now coming up in the bottom of the seventh to try and win it, Monty Jennings will lead it off, followed by Aaron Hipsch and Micah Salisbury. 1-1. Hits for the Reds. Got a total of six hits for the Plain A's. They have a total of three hits tonight. Been a well-played game. Coming on now is Monty Jennings. He has the game's only sac fly RBI, or I should say the only one for Kaz. Takes a look at his strike. The tying run scoring on a sac fly as well by Caden Plumlee, and that's why we are still playing. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Yonke, a tough customer, that's for sure, as he likes to work fast. He likes to throw hard, has good control. Nothing in two to Jennings. There's the pitch outside for ball one. Reds fully aware that all they need is one. Get somebody on and push them over into scoring position and see what happens. One ball and two strikes to Monty. Yonke with the pitch. Ripped in the air. Foul. He pulled it out of here. Foul left field side. Monty. Got on it. Oh, the race is on. A whole bunch of kids going after that one. Fighting for a quarter today. 1-2 is the offering from Yonke. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. It'll be on the air on Sunday around 12:45 from Plain. Plain hosting Ashton. Always a tough ball club. Two balls, two strikes. Yonke with the pitch, popped up, foul ball, and out of here. Over into the concession stand. He'll come back and do it again. Boy, whatever it hit, that didn't sound very good over there. Is that your car, Jeff? No? Okay. I got the old Vibe parked away. I parked the Vibe in Ironton. I didn't want it to get hit tonight. If somebody hits it there, they deserve it. Two balls and two strikes to Jennings from Yonke. Here's the pitch. Ball three outside. Pull up now on the batter. Has his run scoring in the fourth inning. Plains in the top of the seventh. Full count. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched the right field down the line. That is a fair ball. Going towards second is Jennings. It's picked up at the right field corner. He's got to hurry. And now going towards third. Oh, he's caught between second and third. Throw to third. Back to second. He is there. Monty Jennings safely back to second. Well, that ball had eyes down the right field line as he hit a screamer. Fielded by Trey White. He got it over to the right field corner. And I was surprised when Monty took the turn at second, because that would have been, it would have been close at third, then stopped about halfway and then went back. Here is Aaron Hipshew, who is 1-for-2, had a hit back in the second, so the winning run potentially at second base now for Kaz against Yankee. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The Reds would like to get Monty at least to third base. Then anything is possible there. So a one ball, no strike count. Here comes the pitch to Aaron Hipsch, and he bounces it foul. Strike one. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. One's across the board. 1-1 on Aaron. 1-1 on the scoreboard between Plain and Casanova. Yankee to the belt. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that just missed. Yankee shooting the corner. Came up a little bit low. Two balls and a strike to Aaron Hipsch. Yankee back and ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Outfield leaving a pretty good size gap out there in left center field for the batter. Two balls and two strikes from Yankee. Daniel concentrating on the batter. Eyes the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball three. Pull up now on Aaron Hipsch. Micah Salisbury in the hitter circle right now for the Kaz Reds. Trying to have a Kaz walk-off for the fans here tonight. Plain trying to push it to the eighth inning. Yankee with the pitch. Reached out and touched the right field. Well hit. Right fielder's got it measured, however, and has got it. There's a tag by Jennings. He's grooving to third, and he's there. And Kaz has the winning run at third now. Fly ball by Aaron Hipsch. That was fairly well hit as well. Aaron, on his previous at-bat, broke his bat. And that one didn't sound, and when that left the bat, it almost sounded like it might have cracked it. But he got it a long ways out there. Here's Salisbury with a chance to win it. A strikeout victim in the second. Fly ball out in the fifth. Infield is playing in for a possible play at the plate. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball one. Isaac Jennings due next. One out in the Kaz half of the seventh inning. 1-1 ball game. Yankee ready from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike to the batter. Monty Jennings tags up at third, now gets the lead. The 1-1 offering to Salisbury. Bounced toward right field and is picked up by the second baseman. Run's going to come in to score, and this one belongs to the Reds. Humley picks it up, threw to first. It was a close play. Nonetheless, it got him out, but the right side of the infield where the bouncer went, that allowed Jennings to score from third, and the Reds walk off of the win tonight, 2-1 here in Casanova. Salisbury with the RBI, and this one goes all seven before a winner is determined. Tonight in the seventh, a run on one base hit, no errors, and none left on, and that'll do it. Today's final in seven. Casanova 2, Wayne 1. Coming up, we'll have more from the postgame show here in the friendly confines. You're listening to coverage of Home Talent Baseball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center. Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
WRCO. Welcome back to CAS for the postgame show tonight here on WRCO Radio. Again, thanks to all of our home talent baseball sponsors whose announcements you've been hearing throughout the course of the night. And this was a fun one, nice one. Both teams had some highlights, well-played game, low scoring, and the CAS gets a walk-off win here in front of the hometown fans, which they haven't had a lot of those here in later years. So nice win tonight, and both teams just kind of trying to gain some confidence. Both teams, young squads, that's for sure. Win tonight goes the way for the Reds. Nathan Bauer came on in relief. Daniel Yonke suffers the loss coming on and works the last two innings. He was out in relief of Clyde Samples, Lane Miller, and Quincy Blakely, who pitched earlier in the game for Plain. For Kaz, Monty Jennings started the game. Isaac Jennings worked the middle two, and then Nathan Bauer finished up with work in the seventh. Leading hitters tonight, 2-for-2 for Isaac Jennings. Also 1-for-2 for Colin Greenwood, or Colton Greenwood, I should say, with a walk. Nathan Bauer is 1-for-3, and 1-for-3 for Monty Jennings with an RBI. And Micah Salisbury gets the game-winning RBI on a ground out to second base. For Plain, Caden Plumlee has the team's only RBI with a sacrifice fly in the seventh. Lane Miller on three times, walked twice, and was hit by a pitch once. Daniel Yonke is 0-for-1 with a walk, 1-for-2 for Trey White this evening. And Colin Van Horn scores Plain's only run after getting hit by a pitch in the seventh and eventually scoring on that sack fly by Plumlee. Quincy Blakely is 2-for-2 for the Plain A's. Managed by Bob Jewell. They'll be back into action coming up on Sunday when they host an always tough Ashton team for Casanova. Their major league schedule continues with a game coming up Saturday against Cross Plains. And I believe that game is right here, isn't it, Jeffrey? The Cross Plains game is here tomorrow. So baseball fans in the area might want to stop by. Always a good time. They feed you well, and they'll serve you up some good baseball in Casanova. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Tim Feed. And this is Phil Nee saying thank you so much for joining us. And tonight's game time, 1 hour and 50 minutes. In seven innings, the Casanova Reds get the victory against the Plain A's 2-1. We'll join you from Plain on Sunday, where the Plain A's take on Ashton, 12:45 pregame time. That's our next broadcast. Thanks to Tim Feed, the Funyun kid, back eating Funyuns and engineering our ball game here tonight. Final score, Casanova 2 and Plain 1. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Home Talent Baseball here on WRCO Radio Sports.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Jones Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Just had a flashback trip. Felt rich working for tips. Good times, good friends. Back then didn't know how good we had it. In a rush to grow up fast. Quick blink and here I am. The city streets closing in on me. My need to breathe got me reaching for my Chevy keys to get these. Top, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug, unwind, untie the binds that hold me down. Get grounded, wheels off, blacktop. We get so busy sometimes. We feel like ships in the night. But I miss your love, yeah. I miss your touch, yeah. Girl, hop up in my ride and we can go and find and get these. Wheels off, blacktop, backdrop, nothing but blue sky. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. I'm plugging wine. Backdrop, nothing but blue skies. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug, unwind, untie the binds that hold me down. Get grounded, wheels off, blacktop.
when they walk through the door. Had to turn my eyes away. My heart fell to the floor. Someone whispered, "Where's your halo?" She had an angel's face. Stood there smiling, holding on to the one who took my place. So tonight.
For hometown baseball, a Sunday league game coming up Sunday afternoon when Ashton plays at Plain. Hear the action live from the Plain Ballpark. We'll have the coverage on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app, courtesy of our summer baseball sponsors. Join us for baseball all summer long on WRCO Radio Sports.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO. She likes it in the morning. I run my fingers through her hair. She smiles when I call her darling. She looks like an angel laying there. And she wants me in the evening to listen close to how she feels. She needs to know I need her, and heaven knows I always will. 'Cause she loves me every single day and night, and she says we are everything that's good in her life. She says she loves me more than anything on earth, and that's almost as much as I love her. Likes to lay down on me and rest her head on my chest, and softly whisper to me what she won't share with anyone else. And there's a sweetness in her laughter when it's just the two of us. And I try so hard to capture every little thing she does. 'Cause she loves me every single day and night, and she says we are everything good in her life. She says she loves me more than anything on earth, and that's almost as much as I love her. And she says she loves me. It in the morning.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke down boots. She wanted her real cowboy. It was a face she was going through. Not 1 week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best home brew. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls as she packed her things to leave. She changed. Seemed all right.
she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running, it's just a matter of time before hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. Take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. Drop dead looks and a mind for trouble, that's all the girls ever known. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, watch her roll now.
Up and reset that sun, reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. I went by so fast, oh so sweet, make me want to remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Straight into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now.
Bye. People aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO. Yesterday.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for another Saturday night of music and mischief we call Those Were the Days. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we'll be taking it back to the vinyl era, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be stopping and parking for a time in 1971. We invite you to join us for our retro Saturdays all day long.
Good morning, Prime Mover.
Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night is sponsored in part by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, get ready to rock and roll and play trivia with Those Were the Days.
Everybody know Nelly got that homemade blue ribbon with a lemonade. But you ought to be 21 if you want sipping. Every Friday night, banjo bill, chicken picking at the Jelly Bean Hill. Everybody who's anyone gonna be up in it. Roll out that red dirt velvet rope. Round here we all know we small town famous. Way the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's all right. That's all right. From the cradle to the grave. Fade us cause we small town famous. Nothing's gonna fade us cause we small town famous. Everybody knows Crybaby Bridge, where the kids go to get their kicks. Your first drink, your first kiss, that's where you did it. Gonna eat till it hurts at Charlie's Pizza after church. Everybody knows that's the place to be. Yeah, you all gon' feel great to me. We small town famous, where the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's alright. From the cradle to the grave, got it good, got it made. Roll your windows down and wave, cause everybody knows your name. Nothing gonna fade us cause we small town famous. Nothing gonna fade us cause we small town famous. Everything I need,
everything I need.
Why would anybody ever want to live? Well, here I got
everything I need. Why would anybody ever wanna leave? We small town babies, way the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's alright. From the cradle to the grave, got it good, got it made. Roll your windows down and wave, 'cause everybody knows your name. Nothing gonna fade us, 'cause we small town famous. Nothing gonna fade us, 'cause we small town famous. Small town famous.
Finally broke it all. Funny how this town can talk. Probably ought to take a walk. You can find me in a deer stand or an old dive bar. Out here racing this old car. On a boat rocking in the water. Told your daddy why I said goodbye to his daughter. Doing better with a beer in my hand. Here on a piece of land, getting high in a pine where the creeks and the critters run. Oh dear. Oh dear, say you want me back. You say you've changed, but as a matter of fact, you said the same damn thing 3 months back, and I'm over it. How you done me wrong? Could have put your name in this song. If you're wondering why I left, you can thank all the fights and the yelling and the wound in my back. You can find me in a beer stand or an old dive bar. Out here racing this old car. On a boat rocking in the water. Told your daddy why I said goodbye to his daughter. I'm doing better with a beer in my hand. Here on a piece of land, getting high in a pine where the creeks and the critters run. Oh, dear. Oh,
American made.
it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
My baby's genuine USA, red, white, and blue.
My baby is American made, born and bred in the USA, from her silky long hair to her sexy long legs. My baby is American made. American made, born and bred in the USA, from her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American.